Before we start the Gemara and Daf Lamed Aleph, we'd just like to end the Tosfos we had learned yesterday and Daf Lamed Amid Beis. Tosfos had asked the Kasha, since it is possible to bring Nesachim the next day, so what was the problem? They were makriv the Tamid, and they did not know, should they say Shire, should they not say Shire, will Adam come, will Adam not come? So Taisus says, Takashe, so Lechire, let's be makriv the Tamid today, and the Nesachim of the Tamid will be makriv tomorrow. So tomorrow they'll know the correct Shire. And if Adam will come later, so then we'll know that the Shira of the Tamid was a Shira of Yontif. Then it'll be Haninu. If Adam will not come, so then it's a Shira Shel Chayil. So Taisva says, let's see the bottom of the Taisvis. Vafilu, it's where we have, it says, the Tmura daf yudalad amadalad. Vafilu, it's around 5 lines from the bottom. Vafilu imtimtza loima. The boim bifnei atzmon tunin shira. So before Taisvis had said that, if you bring Nesachim, even though you can't bring Nesachim after the Akrovis Akobim, but there's a shailif, you can say shira. The Taisa says, "Vafilu imtim tzaloima de boim b'fnei atzman tunin shira mikol makim toiv sheyeviyim im hazevach." The Taisa says, "It is better to bring it with the zevach kedei sheyaimru achile ushtiyah." That the nesachim and the shira should be achile ushtiyah like this. We don't say Shira El Alayayim. But if the Bishas HaKrovis HaKobim, if you say Shira then also, so the Shira is more Mahudadik. So Taisvis means to say as follows, that Me'iker Hadin, you can bring Nesachim the next day. If you bring Nesachim the next day, and could be you can say Shira the next day also. But if you have a Shaila, to bring Nesachim the next day and to say Shira then, or to bring Nesachim the day you're makrib the Tamid, it's more mohudadik to bring Nesachim the day you are makrib the Tamid, kedei the Shira should be said, achilo ushtiyah. The Shira should not only be said on the Yayim, the Shira should also be said on the Akrovas HaKob. Now, Psaher Ashtikel Ha'ore on this Cheshbin. We hear from the Gemara that if they're going to be Makriv the Tamid, and they don't know what they should do, what should they do? Should they, if Adam are going to come later, so then you have to say a Shir Shel Yonte. If Adam won't come, you need a Shir Shel Chayil. So there's a machlokes what lemaise they did do. They said a shir shel chayil, and Adam came later. So it was niskalkul b'shire. But they didn't say anything. It was niskalkul b'shire. So l'chayre, when they were makriv the Tamid, they had then a shaila, what should they do? Should they be makriv nesachim now? Perhaps Adam will come right away and they'll know what to do. Perhaps Adam won't come right away, and they'll be in hot water. That's one alternative. The other alternative is, wait till tomorrow, and you'll know what to do. Le'idach gise, if you bring the Nesachim now, so you have here two tzodim. I may make a mehuda de keshire, that means if I'll find out what to do in time, so I'll be saying Shira Achile Ushtiya. And I may end up by being Mekalkul B'Shira. So I have, and if I say it tomorrow, I won't be mekalkel, but I won't be muhudadik. So we have here a shaila that a person is put into a situation. Mitzad echad, he could do a mitzvah behido, but mitzad acher, he could lose the mitzvah. It could be mekalkel. And leidach gise, if he'll wait till tomorrow, it won't be behido, but he'll be sure he'll be doing the mitzvah. So Taisus tells us a gewaldike yesod. That what should one do? From Taisvis, Taisvis seems to be, that's what they did do. Why did they go into this blood of being makrib and the sochim and lamed elu? Let them wait till lamed aleph else. So Taisvis said no, because this is a mahuda dike, this is a mahuda dike shire. So we see from Taisvis if a person has a choice to be mekayim a mitzvah behido, even though there's a gamble, maybe he might lose out legamri, that is preferable than to be mekayim a mitzvah without a hiddur, and there's no gamble. Seher ashtikal ha'orev, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch that what is the din if, let's say, we have a few days for Kiddush Levone, and now it is before Shabbos. If you'll wait till Shabbos, to be Shabbos is a hiddah to be mekadosh to levona be Shabbos because person is mevusim and begodim noim Shabbos to be begodim. Or the Mishnah Berurah brings down there's a hiddah to be mekadosh to levona with a minion. That means let's say if I'll know in 2 days I'll have a minion, now I don't have a minion. Leidach kise, maybe in 2 days they'll be cloudy and I won't have a levona. What is the din? Should a person be mekayim Kiddush Levone now without a hiddur, or should he take a gamble and wait 2 days, and he might be behiddur, might be he'll lose out legamri. So in Shulchan Aruch it is brought down, you mekadosh to Levone now, you do not wait. If there's a suffix, maybe later you might lose out in Gansen, forget about the hiddur chapa right now. So l'cheira hera ori, l'cheira this is not like Taisvis. Taisvis says fakel. Taisvis says that they were mahadur to say shire al achila shtiye, even though they knew they're putting themselves in a gamble, they might lose out in ganzen the shire. So l'cheir, I didn't know how this stims with that halacha. But then I looked up the Trumas Hadeshin and Simon Lamatei, who says this halacha. The Trumas Hadeshin says, avot koshiyoy mitzvah loy mashinom. He throws this in also. That means, now I can do the mitzvah to be masha the mitzvah for a hiddur that you don't do. If there's a suffix, you might lose out of the mitzvah. In our case, it's the other way around. There was no shtivakel, they did the mitzvah right away. So we see from Taisus, Agavaldiki Yisado, that if a person it can do a mitzvah right away, even though, and there's tutzdodim, he might do it behiddur, and he might lose out completely. So if there's no shiyui mitzvah, one should make this gamble instead of waiting, even though he'll be sure be mekayim the mitzvah, but he won't be mekayim the mitzvah behido. Vahi the mevi odom zivchei hayoyim v'nischei mikan ad yud yomim. Taisvis says that the Gemara v'aistachos that a person can bring the kolben today, and you can bring the nesochim till 10 days later. Mashmad l'chadchila yochalasis kain. So Taisvis said, that's not like my whole shtik teira. I just said a shtik teira that it's not a lechatchila. Because it is mohudel to say shira na achilo shtiyah. So Taisvis says, hani mili be kolben yochid. That's speaking about a kolben yochid, they ain't ton shira. There, by a kolben yochid, there's no shira. They noim rim shira el al kolben tzibu akabu alem zman, ke nemuch achosnem be'elchim. So there's no shira in the kolben yochid. So there's no shira in the kolben yochid. So then takel lechatchila. You don't have to bring the nesachim together with the kolben. But if there is shira, a kolben that there is shira, then lechatchila one should not wait to bring the nesachim the next day, because the shira is not mehudadik, because it's mehudadik to say the shira al achila ushtiyah. Now, let's start the Gemara and Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mishum Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Yehuda said, B'Shem Rabbi Kiva, What was the Shire that was said in the Beis HaMikdash by the Tomid Shol Shachar each day of the week? Borishain Maho Yuaimrim, what did they say on the first day of the week? Lashem Ha'oretz Meloya. They said the capital Lashem Ha'oretz Meloya. And how does this have a shaykhis with the, how does this have a shaykhis with the first day of the week? Al Shem Shekona Vehikna Vesholit Ba'ilomai. Let us see what Rashi says. Rashi says, Lashem Ha'oretz, Kolam Mizbeh, they said the whole capital. Shekono Shamayim Ba'oretz, the Rebbeinu Shalom was Koine Shamayim Ba'oretz, Mestama Yidea Siyoson, Vehikno Tevel Liyoshveva. Seems the, Vidarshan the Posik, Lashem Ha'oretz Umloya, the Rebbeinu Shalom has the Oretz Umloya, Lashem Oretz Umloya, is Tevel, but the Chelek HaMiyushev Sheba'oretz he gave L'yoshveva. Kloimer, Koine Kedei Lahaknois. What is Rashi saying? Give it Koine Kedei Lahaknois. So the Mephoshim explain that, if you cannot understand that the Rabbeinu Shlom on the first day, the Yom Rishon of the Bria, was Makne, the Bria, the Tevel, the Yoshveva, because there was no Yoshveva, Adam Arishon first was Nivra Yom Shishi. So what is Shat Kona, Al Shem Shekona Vehikna? So therefore Rashi says it was a Kni Al Menas Lahaknois, Koine Kedei Lahaknois, that the Tachlis of the Bria was Lashem Ha'oretz Amroyo. Why? That Tevel, the Yoshveva, that there should be a Chelik in the Oretz that should be Miyushiv. And this should be for the Yoshvei Bo. Vishalit Ba'ilomai Yechidi. Then the Rebbeinu Shlom was a Yochid Ba'ilomai. Shalai Nivru Amalochim Ad Yoyim Sheini. So there was complete Shlita. Everything was through the Rebbeinu Shlom. There was no Malochim. That's how Rashi says Pshat in the Gemara. The Ben Yoyodo wants to say a different pshat. Kona ha'oretz bebore yoyso. The Ben Shalom created the world. Hikne bo, he put into the world a koyach toilode. That means if kona means brie, so Hikna is a Lashon Hifil that the Rabbeinu Shalom put into the world that he created, a koyach teilodo. Toitzei ha'oretz, tachei ha'oretz, that was also in the Yom Rishon of the Sheishishimei Bereishis. But even though the world had a koyach teilodo, toitzei ha'oretz, tachei ha'oretz, aber it did not grow by itself. Vishalit by lomai. Shaloi hoitzi rak al pi gzeirosai. So that is what occurred, that's what occurred the first day of the Bria. Shekona vehikna, the Bria already, the koyach teilodo, the koyach abriya of the Bria was already in the world, but Vishalit by Lomai, the Teilodo was under the shlita of the Rabbeinu Shloilam. Basheini ma hoyu oimrim. What was said on the second day? That was the Shira of the Tomid by the second day. Godel Hashem umuhulol mioid, bir alekeinu al kotshoi, al shem shechilek maisav umolach aleihem. Let us see Rashi. Shechilek maisav hivdil rokia bein elyonim letachtoinim. The Rebbeinu Shalom made that the rokia should be mavdil bein elyonim letachtoinim. V'nisale v'yoshav bamorim. And the Rebbeinu Shalom was nisale v'yoshav bamorim b'elyonim. Dugmas shichnoi beiroi vahar kotshoi. Similar to the way the Rabbeinu Shalom is shoichin beiroi vahar kotshoi. What is Rashi saying here? The Eitz Yosef brings down that when the Rabbeinu Shalom created the Rikia, and the Rikia was Mabdul, Bein Hol Yoinim V'Tachtoinim, so the Inyan of Avdole was Melamed that Be'emesin, there's two Anhogis, the way the Rabbeinu Shalom is Meilech Bol Yoinim V'Tachtoinim. Bol yoinim hu yisborach bekvoidoi yoishev umashkiach bilti emtsoi. By the ilomis al yoinim, everything is without emtsoim. That's the Rabbeinu Shalom alone is yoishev umashkiach. Batachtoinim bishvolim meilach hu yisborach al yedei anhogas agalgalim. That already there's malochim, there's galgolim, meine mispala kechovim, lechulam sheime shikra, godol adineinu v'rav koyach. That means, he once said over from the goyim pshat and posik, meine mispala kechovim, the Rebbein Shalom knows the mispar of all the kechovim, the billions of kechovim, lechulam sheime shikra, each one has a different shem, and each one has a different shem, means that each one has a different tafkid, each one is mashpia, different koyach boilam, one koychav is mashpia chochma, one ashiris, one brias, and there's so many koychas and ashbois, l'chulam shem is sikra. Godel adineinu v'rav koyach. But we know that the shalit on all these koyches is the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. But al kolponim, the Olam hatachtein is under the hashpo of the galgalim, of the koychovim, and at God adineinu v'rav koyach. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam is v'rav koyach over all the baal koyches kulam. But the seder hashgoche, the seder hashpo is through emtzai. So that was the purpose of the Hevdel, that came about through the Hevdel that the Rikia made, that there's two Anhogas, there's Anhogas al Yoinim and Anhogas al Tachtoinim. So in the same way, Godel Hashem Mohulal Mi'oid Be'ir Aleikeinu Har Kotshoi. There's Ir Aleikeinu, there's Har Kotshoi. That's also, just like there's a hevdel, bein el yoinim v'tachtoinim, there is also a hevdel in the hashkoche, bein ir alekeinu v'har kotshe, in the rest of the world. The rest of the world is underneath sorim, in Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Hashem alekecha deirish ha'iso, this is under the hashkoche of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam alone. So therefore on the second day of the Briyah, where was Nikir, a Hevdel in Ashgoch in Ashpo, Bein Olyeinim B'Tachtoinim. So on the second day they said, so this is similar on this world, Godel Hashem Mohulol Mi'oid Bira Lekeinu Akotche. So he explains that Mohulol Mi'oid is because there it's Nikir V'Ashgoch. Halu Hashem Kol Goyim is not, doesn't say Halu Ma'oid. The Ma'oid is only Be'ir alekeinu ha'kotche deus nikir v'ashgoche beprotis. Be'shlishi hoyu oimrim elekim nitzov ba'adas keil. Al shem shegilo eretz b'chochmosoi. Zogt Rashi, shegilo eretz Mikoim matzov adosoi, shenemar v'seiroa hayabosho b'shlishi nema. Shlishi was the gilui ha'oretz, v'seiroa hayabosho. So, because that occurred yom shlishi, they said, alekim nitzov ba'adas keil. Dap mefashtein, so, what is the connection? So the Marsha says pshat that what occurred Yom Shlishi? Yom Shlishi occurred besides, if it wouldn't have been v'seiroa hayabosho, so it comes out that the water would cover the earth. So it would be unable to exist on the earth because it's completely submerged in water. The earth is usable. So the Marsha says, but we find when it came to Deirei Shel Noyach, the earth became unusable. There was a mabul. What brought about the mabul? Ki mola oretz chomos mipneim, there was no mishpot, so that brought about the destruction of the world. So what ensures that the world should be able to exist? Mishpot. If there's mishpot, which is the hepech of chomos, so that can ensure that that what occurred the third day, v'seiro ha'yaboshe, it should still remain v'seiro ha'yaboshe, and there should not be another mabul that came about to Elokim Nitzov Badaskel. That's through the union of mishpat. Berevi hayu imrim kel nekomeis Hashem al shem shebara chama ulevana va'osid lipora me'evdeim. Shebara chama, Rashi says berevi. And the chama brought with it oivdei chama. The Rebbeinu Shem created koiches in the bria, sheva gavaldeke koich hashpo, and these koiches brought with them oivdei chama. Is vaosid li pora meivdeim kel nekomeis Hashem kel nekomeis hefia. So others say pshat hefia is merames on loshen. Hefia meharpor is a loshen zriche. So keil nekoma is hefia, and the koyach hazriche, what the chama made, is Rabbi Shalom will be noikim from the oivdei hachama. He says it seems the Gemara is telling us that in Yom Revi they were installed in the Briye Koiches, but these Koiches brought with them the Shainis also. So Memele, Michshailis, which B'nei Adam were Nichshol with them. So on the Yom Revi, that was the Shire, that the Michshailis, which came about to these Koiches, eventually, Kel Nekomis Hashem, Kel Nekomis Sefiyah. Bachamishi Hoyo Oimrim, Arninu Leilokim Uzeinu. Al Shem Shebora Oifois Vidogim Lishabeyach Lishmoim. Zok Rashi. Shebora Oifois Vidogim Lishabeyach Lishmoim. Sheodom Roya Oifois Mishunim Zemize. Noisein Shevach Lemishabora. Beit Yosef says, because there's a deek in the posik, it should say, Raninu Elokim Uzeinu. Haninu is a loshen hifil. So Haninu is going on the Nivroim, on the Oifes and Dogim, that is seeing, witnessing the Shinuyim, and the Oifes and in the Dogim, so Haninu, they make Klal Yisrael, or the Anoshim, to be Meranin to HaKadosh Baruch. Ba'ashishi hayu oimrim Hashem Moloch Geyus Lovesh. Hashem Molach Geis Lovesh Al Shem Shegomar Melachtoi Umolach Aleim. That was the end of the Yimei Maise. The Ben Yehuda wants to say Shegomar Melachtoi. Is Chazal tell us the Shem Shakai is Shomar Le'olamai Dai. The Rabbeinu Shlom said that that's it. Ein chodosh tachas hashomesh. B'yoyim hashishi there was gomar melachtoi u molach aleim. He wants to say, could be this is Rumiz Hashem Molach Geyus Lovash. That Geyus is a Loshen Gimel Ois. The Shem, that's Meramiz, the Shem Shakai, that is Gimel Oisiyos, that was the Shem Sha'omal Elomidai. So it's Merumiz Gomar Melachtoi with the Shem Shakai, Sha'omal Elomidai, and Hashem Molach. That's Shem Shagomar Melachtoi Umolach Alein. Bashviya Yoimrim Mizmer Shir Liyoim HaShabbos Liyoim Shekuloi Shabbos. What is this? Liyoim Shekuloi Shabbos. So Rashi says, Sha'osid Ha'oilom Liyois Chorev. Ve'ein Adam B'chol HaMolochei Shoivsois Al'oisa Yoim Oimrim Shir Shal Shabbos. So the Mizmer Shir Liyoim HaShabbos is going not on Shabbos Bereishis, it would seem. It's going on Yoim Shekuloi Shabbos. This is what Rabbi Yehuda said b'shem Rabbi Kiva. Omar Rabbi Nechemye, so Rabbi Nechemye, who's a contemporary of Rabbi Yehuda, Ma'aro Rabbi Kiva l'chalek bein ha'prokim, halolu. So Rabbi Nechemye is chalek on Rabbi Yehuda, and he says Rabbi Kiva never said this, that he differentiated that the shire of the first 6 days was a shire of what had occurred, and the shire of the 7th day is what will occur. Ma'aro Rabbi Kiva l'chalek bein ha'prokim alolu. Elo. Rabbi Kiva said as follows. Borishen shekone v'hikna v'shalit b'ilomai. B'sheini shechilek ma'isa v'molach alayim. B'shlishi shegilo eretz b'choch mosai. V'heichin teiva la'adosai. B'revi sheboro chamo ulevono. Posed lipora miyevdei, machmishi sheboroifes vedogim, lishabeich lishmoi, bishishi shegoma melachta yumolach aleim, bishvi al shem sheshovas, al shem sheshovas, not al yoim shekulai shabbos, al shem sheshovas. Okemiflegi bidarav ketine. Now the machloikis, so we have here a machloikis, Rav Nechemye and Rav Yehuda, what did Rabbi Kiva say? What did Rabbi Kiva say? So the Ben Yoda says, Rabbi Kiva really said, it's very interesting, the Gemara, Rabbi Nechemye repeats the whole thing over again. Because he says, Rabbi Kiva said something else. You heard this, I heard something else. This is what Rabbi Kiva said. It seems, so the Ben Yoda wants to say, Rabbi Kiva said, Al Shem HaShabbos. B'shviya Yoimrim Mizmer Shir L'Yoim HaShabbos. So they said it, Al Shem HaShabbos. Now each one interpreted, what does Al Shem HaShabbos mean? So Rabbi Yehuda said, what's even Al Shem HaShabbos? Al Yoim Shekulai Shabbos. And Rabbi Nechemya says, no, Al Shem HaShabbos means Sheboi Shabbos, Sheboi Shabbos. So the Gemara says, "Bekamivligi b'derav ktine." The machloikis is b'derav ktine. The Oma Rav ktine. The machloikis between Rav Yehuda and Rav Nechemye. If Rabbi Kiva was speaking about the Shabbos shelo'osid lovoi, or he was speaking about the b'yom shalshem sheshovas, so it's told in the machloikis of Rav ktine and Abaye. The Oma Rav ktine. Shita alfi shoni ave alme v'chad chorov. The world will last 6,000 years, and 1 year will be chorov. Shenema v'niska v'ashem levadoi b'yoyim ahu. Rabbi Omar, so that's going to be yoyim. Yoyim is yoyim shal kadosh baruch hu. Kelof shonim beinecha k'yoyim esmoil. So Memele, so 1,000 years will be Chorev. That's Yom Shekulei Shabbos. This Chorev, the Ben Yehuda says, Shab, Chorev means there will not be the Yechav Chomer HaTivi. The Chumris will be Chorev. Ki Yizdakech HaChomer Shel Olam HaZeh Yizoch kamay choymer gufa tzadikim asher yoshvim achshav began eden apachta. And that's what chorov means. That there will be gufim, but without achilashti, without chumriyas. So this will be the yom shekuloi Shabbos. That's when nizgav Hashem levadoi bayomu. Abaya oma trei chorov. 2,000 years, the world will be chorov. Shenema yichayenu miyomayim. Let us see what Rashi says. Maro Rabbi Kiva lechalek ben aparshiyos halalu shekol sheishes yomim nemorim aprokim halalu ashem she'ov. Rabbi Nechemya asked, why should Rabbi Kiva say that the first 6 days the shir is on what had occurred? V'shol Shabbos ashem lahava. Become mifligi by the Rav Ketine, Abnechemye leslay the Rav Ketine, Abnechemye doesn't hold of Rav Ketine, Elo dabay, Hilkach lekele meymar shem yemechot shekuloi Shabbos, the treininum. There were 2,000 years, so you can't say yom shekuloi Shabbos, so therefore he says it's going on al sheshovas, al shem sheshovas. Now, this is a very difficult Gemara to understand. The Gemara starts off by saying that Rabbi Nechemya asked Rabbi Yehuda, how could you say Rabbi Kiva meant Yom Shekulei Shabbos? So it comes out that how could he say it's Yom Shekulei Shabbos? So it comes out, Maro Chachomim Lechalek Bein Aprokim. Maro Rabbi Kiva Lechalek Bein Aprokim. Why should Rabbi Kiva say that the first 6 days the Shir is on the Ovar, the seventh day the Shir is on the Osit, on the Yom Shekulei Shabbos? That was Rabbi Nechemya's Kasha. So therefore Rabbi Nechemya says no, that Mizma Shila Yom Shabbos is going on Shem Sheshavas, it's going on Shabbos Bereishis Osit. Fine. So we're finished. Now all of a sudden the Gemara says, Opligi b'drav ketine. Why didn't Rab Nechemya say, like Rabbi Yehuda? Because Rabbi Yehuda could say this, because Rabbi Yehuda was like Rab Ketine. There's only going to be 1,000 years Shekulei Shabbos. So he could say, Mizmashili Yom Shekulei Shabbos, because only one yom. But Rab Nechemya holds that he holds like Abaye, Yechayenu Miyomayim, there's going to be 2,000 years chorev, so he can't say it's Yom Shekulei Shabbos. That's what he says. It's Al Sheshovas. So the sefer of the bottom of the Gemara is not like the top of the Gemara. The top of the Gemara said Rab Nechemya had a legitimate taina, and Rabbi Yehuda. It's not mistaver bechlal to say. It's not mistaver bechlal to say that Rabbi Kiva is talking about the Osed and the Ova. So finished. And the Gemara feels eyes. That you know why Rabbi Nechemya didn't say like Rabbi Yehuda? Because remember, he holds like a bias. That's why he can't say like Rabbi Yehuda. The Achoinim is this Kasha. The Tura Yevin, the other Achoinim is the Kasha. The Choisev is the Kasha. The Kasha is more understandable than the Terutzim, what they say about Kaponim. It's, Rebbe Nachson says, that wasn't the Iker Tam. The Iker Tam was with the Rav Ketina. This is more, the Gemara mentions a Tam, which is not the Iker Tam. One of the Achronim wants to say, then it would be God good the Gemara. The God who says this, one of the Achronim wants to say, not the way Rashi says Pshat in the Gemara. Maro Rabbi Kiva lechalek bein haprokim alolu. That means not the Kasha is the way Rashi says, why the first 6 days are on the Ovar and the seventh is on the Osed. Not that way. He asked the Kasha, he says, there's going to be two Yom Shekulei Shabbos, 2,000 years. So why did Rabbi Kiva say that they're saying Li Yom Shekulei Shabbos? They're saying Mizma Shila Yom Shabbos for one of the 2,000 years. So then the Gemara is taki beautiful. So he's asking Akasha, so the Gemara says, the Chaylik in the Machlikas of Ketina and Abaya. That was his kasha. Ma ro Rabbi Kiva, there's going to be 2,000 years of Shabbos. So why did he say Mizma Shila Yoyma Shabbos? Then it's beautiful, the Gemara. So the Gemara says the Machlekes is Rav Ketina and Abai. some Sefer wants to say that these seven mizmorim, he says, the Gemara, he says, it's very difficult to understand the Gemara. The Gemara just tried to explain how each mizmer has some shaykhes with the day of the week. But the Emerson, the seven mizmorim are going keneged Zayin Yemois Olam. That means the Yemois Olam, there's seven stages in the Yemois Olam. The Tachlis Abriya was Shimolei Kavoidoi Eskol Ha'oretz. That was the Tachlis Abriya Bereishis. That was Lashem Ha'oretz Amloya. But the world had gesindigt, so the Rabbeinu Shalom was Metzamtzem Shchinosai B'mokim HaMikdosh. So that's the second day. Godol Hashem umuhulol mi'oid bi'ira lekeinu. That came about through the Avoynes Ha'olam. Then weiter hat die Welt gesindigt. So, and also, so the Zimtzum Ashchina became in smaller. Then the Lakim Nitzav Ba'ad Askel. Ein lakadish bolchu ala daladame shel aloche. That's the first three Yemois Olam. That means what the Mechuvin was, what the second stage was, and what the third stage was. And we're up to now the third stage of Ein LaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'al Dami Shel Aloch. That's Lakim Nitza Badas Kel. Then the fourth stage is Kel Nekomeis Hashem. That will be when the Rabbeinu Shalom in Mevayer Koitzim in Akerem. Haninu lelekimu zeinu, that's already this man of Kibbutz Goliath. And then we speak about Ariel lelekayakev, Tishrei asidim ligoil. Then he says, Pshat in the Pasuk, vihi itam lo'olam, even though perhaps Tishrei is mesugul for Kibbutz Goliath. Oh, but he eat them loylam. It could be any time. Kol yoyim is manay, if klal yisol do tshuva. And Hashem Molach gay slavish is going on Melchemes goyge mogeg, and Mizmashil yoyim Shabbos is going on the eventual tikkun. This is Al-Kaponim, this is the shire that the Leviim said by the Tomid Shel Shachar. B'musvei de Shabbate mahoyu oimrim. What shire was said when they were makrib the musaf? Omar Rav Chonon Barove, or Onon Barove, Omar Rav, Haziv Lecho. Let us see what Rashi says. B'musvei de Shabbate mai shir omri, Haziv Lecho. Parshes shires hazinu. They said the Shira was the Shira of Azinu. Chilkim oiso l'shisha prokim. Harishain Hazinu. That's the first perik. Hasheni zecher yemais oilam. Hashlishi yalkivei alba mosei oretz. Arevi vayar Hashem vayinotz. Ad kan shisha psukim leperik. Mikan ve'eilach shmeine psukim leperik. Achimisha lulei kasoyiv ogo, ashishi ki yodin, Hashem amoy. So that's Haziv Lecho. Masha explains that since Shabbos is more mekudish than the Sheishis Hayomim, so therefore the Shire of Shabbos is more mekudish, this is the Musaf Shel Shabbos, than the Shire that was said in Sheishis Hayomim. That was a shir of David HaMelech, Divrei Ksuvim, and this is a shir midivrei Torah. This was said, a shir that was said through Moshe Rabbeinu, Haziv Lecho, Haziv is Loshen Kikoron, Erponov. This was the shir of Moshe Rabbeinu. Omar, V'Omar Rav Chonon Barov, V'Omar Rav, Kederech Shechalukim Kan, Kach Chalukim Bebeis HaKnesses. So when we learn Parshas Hazinu, we make these hefsekes also. Kederech shechalukim pirkei hashira hazois kan, כך חלוקים בבייס הכנסס, כך קרן איסו שישה הקרן בספר התורה, ושביעי קרן מן השירה אולו הולו. פרסי תויסוויס, עזיב לכו, עזינו זכר יעקיבאו, ויער לולי כיודים, כן כוסרו בספורים, וכן פירש בקונטרס, וכן המיניג. ומסכתס ספרם כסיב, וישמן, לו חכמו יסקילו. So the Vav in the Lamed is not the way we have the Vav in the Lamed. By us the Vav is Vayar, and the Lamed is Lulei. Mesech the Seifrim, it's Vayishman, Yeshurim, Vayivot, and Lu Chochmu Yaskilu. V'rach Pirish, Vayar, Lu. That's how the Rabbeinu Hananel says. The Rishash and others ask a Kasha, according to this Cheshbin, this one parsha has Gama Shekosva Tosis Mesecha Seifrim Vayishman Tzorech Iyan Miyarkiveyu Ad Vayishman Lekerak Shnei Psukim. So how could you have a parsha? How could you be Kaira Shnei Psukim? Bezem Atzosi, I think Laprichoda Shehilgish. Sagt die Gemara weiter. Iboilu, hani kulu. Now the Gemara said that Rav Chana Bar Rava said that the shir of the Musaf of Shabbos was six prokim. They divided up Parshas Hazino into Haziv Lecho. Fragt die Gemara, hani kulu bechad Shabbat omrilu. All these. The whole Shira was said in Shabbos. I do me kol Shabbat v'Shabbat omrichat. No, they said each Shabbos, they said a perik. No, I skipped over the Gemara. Skipped over. B'minchos de Shabbat mahoyo imrim. What did they say by the Tomid Shalbein Arbaim of Shabbos? Omar Rabbi Yechanan oz yoshir. That's the Shire, till Micha Moicha, U Micha Moicha, that was the second Perek. Then Ba'oz Yosher Yisrael Dali Be'er Anula. That was the Shire by the Tomid Shalbein Arbaim. Now the Gemara asks, Iboilu, Hani Kulu Bechad Shabbat Omrilu. Everything was said in one Shabbos. Aydu Mekol Shabbat V'Shabbat Re Omrichat. Let us see Rashi. Oz Yosher Shiras Hayom Ad Michamoicha Michamoicha Tzayif Hashira. Oz Yosher Yisrael Dali Be'er. Kulu Bechad B'Shabbat Omru Alviyim. So what's Pshat? They said six prokim. It's one. Voyuchelkim aprokim B'Ne'imas Akel Lahapsik. That there was a different Nigin Mestome by each Perek. U'Bemach Lefois Kli Shir. And there was also a different Kli Shir by each Perek. Ubetkiyas chatzaitres, and between each perik, the blue chatzaitres, so the ustakis six prokim was said. And the Rav Shenein, one perik was said. The Gemara Toshma, the Sanya Omer Rab Yoisi, Hachari Shaina Imeres Achas Shnia Chayzereshtai. That by the Musaf, by the time they ended the six prokim, of the Musaf, they ended twice the three prokim of the Tomid Shalbein Arbaim. So Trashi, I do me kol perik et perik le Shabbos achas perik echot. So bin zaray acher ishoina shires amusafim chayzeres chalila pam achas that they ended once this marzer of six prokim shniyeh shires mincha shal Tomid Shalbein Arbaim chayzeres shtayim. The Hosam Shispir Kivochet Losa Azino B'Shabes Achas Zoche B'Shabes Nie V'Chein Kulam. Zokte Gemara Weiter. Shema Mino, it's a right hake that they said one Perek each Shabbos. Amar Rav Yehuda Bar Idi Amar Rav Yochanan Eser masois noso shchine. The shchine traveled 10 masois. Mikroi, the 10 masois we learn out from Sukkim. Chinegdom, golsos anhedrin, migmoro. There were 10 masois that the 10 goliaths that the Sanhedrin went, that we know from a Gemara. Eser masois noso shchine mikroi mikapoires lekruv that goes not goes mikruv lemifton mimifton let us see the goin mimifton legag migag lechotzo lechotzo lemizbeach mizbeach lechaimo mechaimo leir meir lahar mehar lemidbo mimidbo also the Yoshua ben Kaimo. Shenema Eilech Voshuva El Mekoimi. Now, most that's explaining. Mikapiris Lekruv, Mikruv Lemiftam. Dechsiv, Vene Adati Lecho Shom, Vedibarti Itcho Meala Kapiris. So the Iker Mokim Ashros Ashrino was Meala Kapiris. Dechsiv, Chavoid Alekei. Ursiv, Chvoid Alekei Yisrael Nalo Mi'al Akruv Ashahoya Olo El Miftan Abayis. That, so it seems before, Bisman Moshe Rabbeinu, Bisman Asiyas HaMishkan, V'ne'adeti L'cho Hashem Dibat Yitro Mi'al HaKapayres, Vais is the Iker Mokim Ashros Ashchina, Mi'al HaKapayres. Now later it says, "Chvoid alakei Yisrael nala me'al hakruv." So Baistoi said there was already one nesiyah that there was al hakruv, and it went ashahoy olav el miftan habayis. The Mefarshim bring from the Shloah Kodesh there were different amudim which ensured hashchos hashchina by klal Yisrael. The first was the Amud HaTorah, that was the greatest Amud, and there was Ashros HaShchina Mi'al HaKapayres. When that Amud became Nechlash, is Vayirkav Al Kruv. Kruv, the Kruv had a Psaponim of Anoshim, so that was the Kruv was Maramas Anavoide, he says. And then when that became Nechlash, so Miftan Abayis goes on Gmilas Chasodim. Mimiftan lechotzer dechsiv ayimolei abayis esa onon lechotzer molas noiga kvoid Hashem. Lechotzer lemizbeach dechsiv reisyes Hashem nitzav ala mizbeach. Mizbeach legag dechsiv toiv lo sheves alpines gag. Igag lechoyme dechsiv ina Hashem nitzav al choymes anoch. Mechoyme Leir dechsiv koil Hashem leir yikro miir lahar dechsiv vayal kvoid Hashem mi'al toich ha'ir vayamid alahor Hashem ikedem leir umehar lemidbar dechsiv toiv sheves beretz midbar mimidbar also biyoshva bimkoima dechsiv eilech voshuva el mekoimi. Let us see what Rashi says. Eser masois, mishum dairi masnissen, betakoni shal yavne noket lohochel meimer, shesham golsos anhedron bimei rabin yoichenen, shayegolos rishoine, shagolom yerushalayim. Noso shchino leistalek meal yisroel maat maat kshechoto. Mikapoire shoiso regilo lishkein shom, leistalko al echod min akruvim shoso shloime, Ho'im dim ba'oretz echad le'tzvoin ha'orin ve'echad le'dorim. Mikruv le'miftan abayis, mi'miftan abayis le'chotzer, la'zorah bein ha'ulam le'mizbeach. U'mi'chotzer, that's the chotzer, la'zorah bein ha'ulam le'mizbeach, mi'chotzer mizbeach ha'chitzoin, mizbeach le'gag, mi'gag le'choymes ha'zorah, mi'choym ole Yerushalayim, ir lo'hor ha'zaysim, v'chol selukim alolu, afi she'bekushi, Hoyo mistalek umitzape sheyoshuvu. Rabbeinu Shel Olam wanted to return, but the Shechina was unable to return because of the chatoim of Klal Yisrael. וירכב הכרוב רגע סינו דור ביציס מצרים קום, אבל רגע סינו מקפרס לכרוב, מקרוב למפתון, סיבני עדי לכו שום, חבוידו כי ישרו נעלו מעל הכרוב השהויו עולה ומפתון הבייס למענו שתחיל לסיק השכינו יסעלה כפרס. במאי יחזקו נסתלקה משום לכרוב, ושעשו שם כמה יומים, כדי סיב מעל הכרוב השהויו עולה, and then it went למפתון. Bimolei Abayis, Bicheskel Ksiv, Aches Silik Min HaKruv El HaMifton, so went to the Penulum HaMizbeach. Nitzav Al HaMizbeach, V'af Agav Daikro, Omeis Komolo, V'Omeis Mikame Yecheskel Deres HaBehoyo, Misnabeyo Lo'osit, V'al Kochacho Silukoi Kesidrono Yederach Yitzi Yeschutz. Toiv Lo Sheves Alpinas Gag, Me'eshes Madonim U'Beis Chover. על השכינה אמרו שלוים המלך, טוב לו להסתלק על גג משבס עם אישס מדונים כנשס ישראל שמידה צלם באיכל, ובייס חובר בי שחיברו בוי את הסמל עם השכינה. That means, the גג האיכל, that's one of the מפורשים explains, the גגים לא נסקצ'ו, that was after the מזבח already. The מזבח still had קדושס מזבח. And then the Rebbeinu Shlomo went to the Gaga Heichel, which doesn't have Kedusha, Abel Kaponim, it's in this area. Toiv lo sheves be'eretz midbar, seiver dekro me'eshes madonim v'chos. Zog the Gemara weiter, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Shisha chadoshim nis'akva shchina li Yisrael ba'midbar. The last nesiyah before Eilcha v'ashua mekoymi arishayin. So in the midbar was Shisha Chadoshim. Shemo Yachzeru Betshuve. Kiven Shaloi Chozru Omar Tipach Atzmon Shenema Ve'enei Rishoyim Techlena Umona Yisovad Minhem V'tikvosa Mapach Nofesh. Mapach Sloshen Prichazol Reiske in the Nefesh. That's Tipach Atzmon. The Marsha says The Inyan of the last Nesiyah of Shisha Chadoshim. So he says that Melech Bovel was Samach al Yerushalayim Asar Beteves until six Chadoshim till Tes Betamuz. Then it was Nifka Ha'ir. So these are Vav Chadoshim. These are Vav Chadoshim that means from the beginning of the Smichas of Melech Bovel till the Bekiyas Ir, these were six Chadoshim. I saw on Zichron Shmuel, on Agoyim Rev Shmuel Tobenfeld, Zichrono Levroche. First of all, the Ma'id Siloer, the Magiyas Ma'irer, That from the beginning of the Smichas Melech Bovel to the Bekiyas Ir was not 6 months, it was 2 years and 6 months. Al Kaponim, he wants to explain that Kozman, the Shechinah was in Yerushalayim, so it was impossible that there should be, Goyim should surround Yerushalayim, there should be a Motzer. The Pasuk says, Yerushalayim horim soviv lo, v'ashem soviv lo amoy. The Shechinah was soviv in Shema Yerushalayim. In Kozman, the Shechinah was in Yerushalayim, so there was no motzer around Yerushalayim. When there was Nistalka Shechinah, the Shechinah went into the Midbar, then there was a b'china of Tziva Hashem le'yakov, svivov tzorov. Then there was already Shaykh Amotzer. That the Svivov Tzorov, that around Yerushalayim should be Tzorov, and not Vashem Soviv La'amoy. And the bring a Yalkut, that the whole time the Shechinah was in the Midbar, Abaskol came out B'chol Yoyim, Shuvu Bonim Shevovim, but Kal Yisrael did not use this opportunity, and then it was Eilcha Mekoymi Arishin. Uchenegdom Golso Sanhedrin. There was 10 Goliaths of the Sanhedrin. Migmore. Milishkas Agozis Lechanus. What does Rashi say? And the Shei Hashem, it goes from some Shechzikos Atzma Hashem, and they realize that they are Hashemim. Money Savit Mehem, Mehuzam Nistalik Mehem. Melishkas Agosis Lachanuyas, Chanuyas Osalam Bohara Bayis, Vyoshvasham, Loimar Shleidono Dini Nefoshes. They were not done Dini Nefoshes, the Hosel, the Nefishi Rotzchem, Kilominim Sanhedrin. Chol Hani, Hanach Golius, the Sanhedrin, the Bayesheni Koma, So the first this the Golus was Melishkas Agosis Lachanus Mechanus Lirushalayim Yerushalayim LeYavne UmeYavne LeUsha UmeUsha LeYavne. That means the we'll see in Rashi. Tell you who the Nasi was. UmeYavne LeUsha UmeUsha LeShafra UmeMishafram LeBeisharim Beisharim LeTzipori. It's Ipoiri Litveria. So let us see what Rashi says. Miyamna Lusha. Kshahoya Anosi Do Boy. Hoysa, Shoysa Sanhedrin, Hoysa Sanhedrin Imoy. Hoysa Sanhedrin, that's the Bach's Gir. So when the Nosi was in Yavne, so the Sanhedrin was with him. Oshimisalek, who, Oibinoy Lamokemacha. Goyla Yeshiva Achav. Yavme, Bimei Rabbi Yochanan. Usha, Bimei Rabbi Gamliel. Vachozru, Mei Usha LeYavne. Bimei Rabbi Shimon Benoi, Chozru, Kedisnani Lekama Bepirke. Shekid Shubezden. Bei Shaorim Vitzipayri, Tver Yekun, Bimei Rabbi Havu. Emrinen Achei Rabbi LeBei Shaorim. Vishuv Kshachol Alichu, Vitzipayri, Kedomini Beksubis. Betver Yehoya, Bimei Antoninus. And the Gemara is Messiah, Otverye Amuka Mikulam. And Tverye Shvelem Hoyaoz Mikol Amasoy Shegolu. He says the Matzev of the Sanhedrin was in its lowest Matzev in Tverye. Seems that was the last Golus. Shnema Vishafalt Me Eretz Tedaberi. That it's like your voice is coming out of the earth. That's a Moshul on the Shval HaMatzev. Rabbi Loza Omer Sheish Golis Shenemar Ki Heishach. There were six Golis and not ten. Ki Heishach Yoishvei Morim Kiryon Izgova Yashpileno Yashpilo Ad Eretz Yagieno Ad Ofo. Rashi says Sheish Golis Heishach Chodo Yashpileno Tre Yashpilo Tlas Ad Eretz Arba, Yigieno Chamesh, Chamisha, Ad Ofo Sheish. The Matzlomim Yishpilena Ad Ofo Olo Ofo. Al Kaponim, so these are the Sheish Golias that Sanhedrin went. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Umisham Asidim Ligoyo, the Geule will be, it will start from Tverye. That means the Tverye Loshen. The Rambam Perik Yudalid Mehilcha Sanhedrin says, the Kabbalah Hoya Shebetveria Asidim Larzel Trila, the Besden, the Sanhedrin will be in Tverye, and Mishom Netokim Lemigdosh, and that's the Posik Isnari Me Ofal Kumi Shvi, that the Ofal, the Mokim Hashofal Beyoisel, which is Tverye, that will be the Mokim Hakima.